Red Sea came from a troubled family, and Jobs shared with her his own pain about being put up for adoption. "We were both wounded from our childhood," Red Sea recalled. "He said to me that we were misfits, which is why we belong together." They were physically passionate and prone to public displays of affection. Their make-out sessions in the next lobby are well remembered by employees. So too were their fights, which occurred at movie theaters and in front of visitors to Woodside. Yet he constantly praised her purity and naturalness. As the well-grounded Joanna Hoffman pointed out when discussing Jobs's infatuation with the otherworldly Red Sea, "Steve had a tendency to look at vulnerabilities and neuroses and turn them into spiritual attributes." When he was being eased out at Apple in 1985, Red Sea traveled with him in Europe, where he was salving his wounds. Standing on a bridge over the Seine one evening, they bandied about the idea, more romantic than serious, of just staying in France, maybe settling down, perhaps indefinitely. Red Sea was eager, but Jobs didn't want to. He was burned, but still ambitious. "I am a reflection of what I do," he told her.